I do not. No, that's what I've heard. Going on, relied on these things like taxes is to some flip side of something that supposedly the money should get on.
Maybe we'll have to find out. All right, so we'll next week we'll go a little bit more. Well, copyright, we might as well start with the copyright. Amat yitzchivo sheloi, yeshloi, uleboi koichoi. Oh, a mistake. Schut bechibura. There's such a thing as copyright law. Copyright in Yiddishkeit is a valid law. If you look at the Maramakum on the bottom. It's actually, I'll give you a little background. There is no place in Shas that talks about copyright. The Mefarshim say, the Rav Herzog said, that it's Pashut Y. It's Pashut Y. So Tarsh Balfe was not allowed to be written. And the only thing that they used to do was learn. That they would write a sefer, there was no such thing as Svarim that you could copyright, because you weren't allowed to write Svarim. The Mele and the Tutamudim, there's nothing there. So the only time you start finding it, which, by the way, he gave me from the...
What's it called?
What do you call it? Mishpat Ivri. So he had pages and pages and pages, and he wants to bring a riot, there's such a thing as copyright, from the fact that you're not allowed to say Dava, Shalai B'Shem Omri. Yeah? My mommy don't see why I have to do with copyright. That's just some shaking. Now, see, if I take... I say the Igros Moshe, and instead of fine sheen, I take the fine, and it becomes Moshe Stein. You know what I mean? So he's saying, that's all I got to do is write out the fine. Yeah? It looks like I'm exploring this.
What?
It looks like I'm exploring this. About doing that. It's very easy. I'm not so fine. Moshe was fine. I'm not so fine. I'm Thomas Stein. Anyhow, so. If I would do that, so he says that's awesome. But that's not through copyright. That
doesn't bring anybody to his own form.
No, that's but
it doesn't bring the B'Shem
Omri. No, he's just saying a whole arika. Yeah, the B'Shem Omri, maybe B'Shem Omri, you got to say B'Shem Omri if you don't say B'Shem Omri. It's also, but that's not through copyright. That's Zichana. That is through some Geneva.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I'm putting my name on somebody else's Chibur. That's Geneva Zaz. That's Sheker. I mean, that's also made Kamatam. But then, the only Makaris that you do have on copyright, which is interesting, take a look at the Maramokan. That's this Lashon.
That's
Rav Nathan. Yeah, Rav Shalom
Nathan.
So, you had Torah Shleima Shalom, or our Torah Shleima Kesicha Betela Shalom. That our Torah should not be like the Sicha Betela. Now, he held so strong that you're not allowed to take what somebody else did and copy it. And sell it, but that's in his name, not in your own name. In his name, without changing it. He's talking about the Tfus Shulchan Aruch that came out the first time with the Pesach Shulchan and the Pinagodim and Yoredei. Somebody printed it, went through the expense of typesetting it, the headed guy wants to go ahead and reprint it, and his sign is going to be different because it's going to be a bigger Tfus. So he's saying that you can't say that the Sicha B'Teva Shelohem, their dinner should be better than our dinner. It doesn't make sense that such a thing should be mutter. He has chus on this. Yeah? The main institution of the Jewish law on page 134. That's what I said. It's a Moira thing. All of it.
Yeah, it's the words.
M-I-J-L.
Who?
All of it, I mean.
Initial letter. The first letter of each word.
I mean, I understand, yeah. Yeah, not the whole word. Okay. But Meshe Kotzerson, Beat Vosses, a master of Wolf Rottenheim. So that was a master of Wolf Rottenheim without the master. Shagor Amokha Benet, Hitler Acheir Lehatfisa. Most of it was matter. Take it, copy it, do whatever you want. There was no thing in color, sorry, cooler, most of the net was. They're up in Nikolsburg, at Zamzak, some soy from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he said everything is mut. No Israel whatsoever, no such thing as copyright. You can't copyright anything. If I buy a Mazda, I own it, I can reprint it, photocopy it, do whatever I want to do with it. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So there he says, Agav, the Atrisa, the Alphabet, Shehiter, Fosak are going on out, the Mutta, Mechilan, because in his time he checked it out, there was no dina machusa dina connected. There was no copyright law in Nikolsburg. So therefore he was matter. So the Malka Benet, who was the famous matter, would not have been matter connected to the Malkut.
Would not have
been matter. That seems clear. If you copy somebody's Netombat software, Hasogat Vul, issue number two, Mazik, you Mazik the guy, you Mazik Al Adas, you're going against the Das of the person who did it, and Dinan Machut Dinamin, and also the Dinamin.
He has to copy. What do you mean?
Is that something
to do with
that software?
No, that's not in the software thing. In that software thing, I'll bring it to you next week. I found it. I looked through all my files of junk. He doesn't bring from Rabbi Yassif. He brings like this. He brings, first of all, from Rabbi Moshe Zadkama to the Frankel's Rambam. Where he needs Zadkama to the Frankel's Rambam, he goes out of his way to say nobody's got a photocopy, even one page.
Right.
And Kol Shekin, all the Gedoyim Yisrael, in all the Haskamas and to all the Sfarim, in the Haskamas they wrote that the person who ever put out the paper has the right not to let out, not to have anybody copy it. He says, and if they did that, when it was very difficult to do, you had to retype it, and it wasn't an easy thing to copy a safer. Today, that you had the photographia machine, which is 1, 2, 3, Kol Shekin, that it would be awesome. Then he brings from, who else did he bring from? He brings from, from Vosne. Rav Vosne says it's not awesome. Rav Vosne says that he holds it absolutely awesome. To copy, to make a copy.
I wasn't sure if you knew what fair use was.
But you own the paper.
No, I didn't own the paper. I had my color right there, but there was a different one that had the Prima Gold that I wanted. It wasn't in my color, it just came out. It was a big question. Why are you okay? It has the extra Prima Gold in my own.
And then there's the famous Shura Moshe about the tapes.
Right.
Toyer tapes. That he holds in all out of copy. You know, so the father-in-law left, but the son-in-law should yashin the rabbanis, so there's such a Yerusha. Because they know Yerusha to son-in-law within Torah. And they called, obviously, he didn't want him. They wanted his son-in-law. They wanted somebody else, but what did he yashin? There's such a thing as koyach of Yerusha and rabbanis. Now, the son of a rov yashin, unless it's totally not roi lekach.
The difference between Rebbe Shur and Rebbe
Shur? That's certainly not a subdivision. Okay, so next week we'll see what else we can find. And then we're going to do Yerusha. You don't have to bring anything, because I'll print it out. I was too lazy to print out the Rashba.
Okay.
I'm going out and I'm being lazy. My house is totally insane.
You said you were making a copy of that.
Mamish insane.
What was it?
I forgot about it. The Minchus Yitzchak. Yeah, okay. Bring that up.
Does anybody, by the way, know the upper age limit jurisdiction of Family Source for interesting or some sort of progressive?
What?
To bring a thing.
I have a book on Family Source. Everything.
You can get a Audrey notes.
I don't know. No. I'm a family.
The
upper age limits for a pin.
I have a home.
Want to call me? I have.
Let me make sure that people that got the authors should get a get. Moira the story. So he has a lady comes to the, you know, calls up, the husband, I want to give her a get. So they work there, and the husband, he's willing to give the get. Comes to Bezdin, the husband says, I'll give him a get. I see already there's some foul going on here. My wife is in love with the rock. That's why the rock is pushing so hard for this get. So crazy, never started to give the heat for the wife. She's in love with his wife. So that's why he's not doing it, and he walks out, turns out.
Don't give him the get.
Lady gets all super rocking when she thought she finally had the get.
Okay.
So then she goes, the lady calls out, no, because she's
a kite, you can't marry.
Calls out, my brother-in-law who runs Kayama. And she read in the paper that in Eretz Yisrael now they're forcing. It doesn't say they're supposed to give a guest. They're locking their arm, they don't like a lot. They take away their license, take away their passport. They do all kinds of things now that they could do. So the husband has to be in Eretz Yisrael for all vacation.
Break his legs.
Can he do something? No, don't break his legs. But can you think? So my brother says, he doesn't think they can do anything to an American citizen. You know, even though he has dual citizenship, but he doesn't think they can do it. Yeah. But he'll try. So he called up his rabbi, Ben Dohan, who's in charge, the administrator of the rabbinut. And he knows him.
Yeah.
And he tells him, you know, this is the story. This is, first of all, I need a Yipui Koya from her that she's giving over the right to the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael to handle her case on her behalf. So they ride the Yifu Koryak in the Bezdin here, they send it over there. The guy goes to the airport last Friday to go back to the United States. As he's going,
enjoying
the flight, two policemen come, they grab him on each side, see his passport, see the American passport, take all the caps, get those passports, that's that screen, and yeah, we're going to place the handcuffs. They say to him, when you'll be calm, you must take off the handcuffs. Calm. Look, all you gotta do to get back your passport is go to Besmo and give over this get.
And that's not get, Musa.
Take care of the.
This is not Musa.
They're passing his own Musa in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know who passed it, but I'll tell you a story. He says, okay, he's ready to go to Besmo. The police said, listen, you got a big problem. Besmo is not open Eretz Shabbos. So enjoy your Shabbos. Sunday, take care of your thing when you bring up. Separate from Besmo, that everything's taken care of, and you get your passport back.
That's
it. I don't know what the end of the story is, but she got together, she didn't get together, but the guy was going crazy. He said, I'm ready, give it away.
That's funny.
That's
what I
do.
Then I saw
another case, it was writing in the newspaper, that there was a guy, a guy came to give a, he didn't want to give a guest. He was giving the guest. He comes to the parish of Besmo in Bershema. He said, what's your name? He says, Moshe. He said, how do you know your name is Moshe? That's what they said. You ever get an Aliyah? He got one here to go to remember. So would your father remember? Probably. Bring your father. Starts to scream the guy. You're crazy. I'm not bringing my father and I'm not giving this get. And you know. So he told him, bring your father. He says, nah, screaming at the guy. He says, call the police. They lock him up for contempt of
that.
That's
not
the Beit Mishpat. That's nice.
Oh, by the way, they do have some.
And the guy gave up. He brought his father.
They have concurrent jurisdiction. They have concurrent jurisdiction under the law.
Yeah,
on the name of the instrument.